ahead and get started with the Keweenaw Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Wednesday, February, oh, excuse me, no, no. We're on Thursday, August 17th, 2017. Can I get a roll call, please?
Committee member Call.
Here, present.
Committee member Givens.
Present.
Chairman Kessler.
Present. Member Grunbeck. All right, thank you, Carly. Okay, so first on the agenda is the approval of the PFC meeting minutes for May 12th of 2016. I'll stand for a motion.
I motion to pass the meeting minutes for April 14th.
Or it's May 12th.
Sorry, May 12th, 2016.
I'll second that motion.
I'll say aye.
Aye.
Oh, okay. Motion passes. Next is the introduction of the new member, Andy Call, from Bobby Withrow.
Hello, is this on? Okay. All right, so we have had a couple new members. One of them will be Robert Clear. He should be here next meeting. The member tonight is Andy Call, longtime Keweenaw resident and wants to get involved. Andy, if you want to say a couple of things, go right ahead.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. All right.
Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining. Glad to have you. Next on the agenda is an update on park impact fees collected from Mr. Withrow.
All right, so give a little background. When I first put this together, I based it off of the past 10 years. And moving forward, we use those projections to come up with numbers to kind of project everything. This year we had an outstanding year. We were just under $400,000 collected in impact fees. So kind of put that in perspective, that's about 440, 450 building permits or so. So we're doing pretty good.
I know it.
Yeah. Tripper sees them all too.
Yes, I do.
So I will be updating the general packet with all those numbers included. Are there any questions?
No, that's good news.
So that's very good news.
Was there some CIP stuff that was included in this packet?
I included the old CIP packet for Andy in this one, and then kind of refresh everybody's memory because it has been a couple months since we've all been here doing this.
I studied it pretty thoroughly last year, but yeah, thank you. Okay, next is on the agenda. Did you have anything else to say about that?
The only thing I was going to add to that was if you guys had any questions about it, we can talk about it now. If you need something cleared up, we can go through that real quick.
I guess we can go to the areas of interest. We'll go to the next topic.
Okay.
Might have some questions there.
Did you have any?
Okay. All right, so the next item on the agenda is a discussion on areas of interest. So I don't think I got the chance last time or in the past year or so, but I wanted to have the committee start thinking of places where you guys think a good place for a park would be. Whether it's just a small park or a big park, that way we can start having the conversations of where do we need to start putting those. And I wanted to do that before we started the comp plan, but now we're kind of doing it in lieu with the comp plan. So
I was actually going to kind of bounce off that and say we're going through a pretty robust public input period right now. The survey is open online for Envision Keweenaw. We're going to have a public workshop on September 20th. High school. I would imagine, based on the comments that are coming in on the website, that we're probably going to get some input from the public on
how
our approach should be. If also, if you have any suggestions for the community workshop, to have those discussions when we do that, maybe that would be something that could inform that as well. So.
Welcome.
Hey.
So are you thinking, is this for just a general park, or is this going to be like a park and a like a sports complex that we were we had talked about in the past?
It's going to be a little bit of everything. So like with the comp plan, we're going to have different sizes of parks. I wanted, with the park impact fee stuff, I wanted to go after kind of a sports complex first, because that's all we've been hearing is how Kena's lacking sports fields and how they need more.
Yeah, and I've been hearing, too, that, I mean, people would come out just to use facilities, and they would pay because there's not enough facilities in the just in the Treasure Valley. There's a lot more teams and not enough space
not
to
enough
practice.
Spaces.
There's always turf farms, too.
Yeah.
I just would like to let the record reflect that member Grombeck arrived at 6:06 and is in attendance. According to that clock, anyways.
It's
6:03
I'm on.
That's all right. So we'll kind of recap real quick.
That's great.
Kind of figured you would.
Yeah, I hope it keeps going, honestly. That'd be very nice. So, and now we're just discussing on the parks, areas of interest, kind of what the committee wants to see, and if they have an idea of where something needs to go. I do have a couple areas that I'm trying to work out. One of them is on Columbia, close to the new school site.
Okay, is that with Tim X's property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's a couple more that I'm still researching to see who owns it and make sure we can, or see if they're even interested in selling to us. So.
Okay. Can you tell us where those might be, just general areas?
Off of Keener Road.
Is there enough room to do what you want to do there?
Yeah, there's about 17 acres.
Okay.
So we could turn that into a functional park. It won't be a full-on sports complex, but it would be a good functional park for the area of town.
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
Bobby, can I ask, is there, I mean, other than suggestions from, like, public and folks around potential new sites, are you using any kind of a formula, or are you basing new park locations on any kind of development data that you're getting?
Yeah, so I'm trying to choice train to keep you up with all of the
new developments,
those buildings around, and I'm trying to see as those come in to get stuff in those areas.
The availability of lands within those areas.
Yeah. Well, there, and I'm finding out that it's not always as close as I want. Because there are so many landowners involved, or there's one landowner involved, depends on the area. So I'm trying to map out where all the growth's going and trying to find areas in that area.
With the Columbia property, how many acres?
There's two parcels. I believe one's 53 and one's 34, so a total of 87.
And the one on Kuna and 10 Mile?
That one is, I think it was only six.
if you need anything from Planning and Zoning Department other than what Troy's getting for you, just go ahead and ask for it. So. Do anybody have any other questions about future park sites or areas or suggestions or input? Or
so when does the survey close for the Envision Kina?
It's towards the end of September. It's before September 30th or 31st, I think. I want to say the last week in September. I have to check on it. I think I know, but it escapes me.
And then there'll be a public meeting at the Kuna High School.
Kuna High School on the 20th, which is a Wednesday. There's also a large football game on the 21st, which is the Thursday after, which I believe we're going to have a booth or a couple of staff at that are just going to kind of just be there, have a presence, and maybe talk to people. So.
I'm willing to volunteer my time.
I'll let Wendy know, or you can just get in touch and let her know that you
would
be willing to.
On this map, Bobby, I was just looking. Where is our biggest area of growth? What part of town has the biggest?
Right here.
Right here. Trevor answered that one. He deals more with planning and building stuff. But most of it is up north. Or it's going to start being more north in between Columbia and Manatee.
Okay.
There has been a lot over on Crimson Point and Harbor Ridge area. But we're seeing that most of it's going to be coming from the area in between Columbia and
Okay. Columbia.
And now that we have our area of city impact line approved, solidified, with some nominal negotiations with Meridian about that boundary, I think it'll be a lot easier going forward to figure out what we need to focus in on. Great.
And like I said, we don't always have to look at the big acreages, the big sports complexes. We can focus on the 3 to 5 acre parks where families can go and pick. I thought it was. Does it sound like my microphone?
I can hear it. Maybe the battery's
done. I hear you.
What about now? No?
I thought it was picking up.
Oh, I think the batteries are dead.
I think the battery died. There should be some down below in the
it's been a year or over.
Well, we were supposed to have a meeting on in February, but that didn't happen.
Too much snow.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, no such thing.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the live screen too, not red. All right. So sorry about technical difficulties. Nobody wants to hear me talk that much. So where were we? We were talking about growth, right? How most of it's going to be happening towards the northwest right now. And then it kind of looks like it's going to horseshoe and start coming back down, almost 10-mile, the 10-mile corridor.
I know, I should probably keep this off the record. So I know things that are not ready to be put
keep,
out there.
Keep it off the record, Trevor. Let me put my foot in my mouth.
So you had mentioned, going with just a couple acres. I think we should go big and focus on that sports complex. And I see we have a lot of kids in Kuna, and a lot of kids are leaving Kuna to play sports in Meridian, Boise, and Nampa.
Mm-hmm.
So So I think it's important to kind of think about going big and working on that sports complex and also working on getting those picnic area, you know, places all together in one complex.
Okay.
I agree.
We can definitely do that.
As a start.
Yeah.
Because it would be a huge impact in our on our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're only going to grow, so.
Right.
That's something that's inevitable at this time. Okay.
Anybody have anything else?
Andy, what do you think?
I'm taking it all in. I've got a lot of reading to do. More reading.
Okay. Is there anything in there you need me to go over, or do you want to read it and then...
I'll finish reading it, because I've skimmed through it a couple of times. I'll finish reading it, and I know how to track it down.
Yep. Always feel free to email me about stuff. No questions too small. I like it.
Do you want to share anything about, like pathway updates, or...?
Currently, we are working with a developer to... with pathways in mind. In fact, we've got a couple subdivisions that are all going to line up perfectly. So we're going to have a pathway that's a couple miles long. It is going to be up north, so we're going to eventually need to figure out how to connect it with everything else, but it seems like we'll be able to do that. So
nice.
That's good. We do have a 3-acre park in Ashton's Estates donated to us. So that'd be good. We can.
That's on the other side of the highway.
Yep, that's right across the street from Ridley's, south of Deer Flat. So that's kind of cool. And then other than that, that's all we have kind of proposed and accepted at this time. So.
Be nice to see when the Journey's End folks build their portion of the pathway, the green
mm-hmm.
belt.
Yep. Yeah, we do have agreements with along Indian Creek from Orchard Street, behind Walgreens and Les Schwab, that area. They are going to be putting in pathways and lighting, so that'll
what
be
did
good.
You say that was?
It's the new apartments behind the Walgreens there.
Okay.
It's I'm not sure what phase they were.
Neither do I.
We might need to get behind that because
mm-hmm.
they're on the second phase of the multifamily apartments is really going to to complete the multifamily.
Okay.
Next, they'll be moving on to the single family portion. So you'll have to decide when you want them to install that and maybe planning and zoning put some teeth behind that.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, so that'll extend our green belt. I think it was another mile and a half, so.
That's great.
And then we did end up putting a green belt behind Indian Creek this spring. Now it goes all the way around.
Oh, that will be nice.
And we love the lights.
Yep.
Everybody loves the lights.
Yep, and we started with lights along the pathway down here, and then we're going to jump over and finish it to Swan Falls.
Well, I thought that you guys were going to wait another year on that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not like right now, but eventually.
Okay.
Yes.
So are we still kind of on the high end as far as the impact fees with other surrounding cities?
We're actually one of the lowest.
So that was a concern last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're, if I remember right, Meridian was at right around 1,100. Boise was right in there too. And I think Middleton had the highest one.
1,400.
Yeah, like 1,400.
But you're just speaking about park impact, right? Not
yeah.
the total package?
Yeah, not the total package.
Yeah, which is
unfortunately,
really...
Unfortunately, we are the highest there.
Which really matters, right? I mean, that's...
But yeah, as far as parks go, we're still the lowest. And it's still adding up really fast, so.
Not a single complaint from anybody on the park impact fee.
Nope.
That's great.
Not a single person complaint. You guys know back to the formation, nobody complained, nobody objected, and it's
mm-hmm. Those fees are being passed on to the new home buyers, and
yeah.
Doesn't even...
That's the
probably don't even realize. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where the 10 cents went away. Maybe we just rounded up to 984, but I think it's a nice even number now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice even number.
So when will we meet again? Is it going to be after the discussions, or not the discussions, but the survey and...
I'd actually like to do it in another month, because I need to update the impact fee stuff.
Okay.
So you guys can see all of that, and then you can start thinking about and talking to people about, you know, hey, where do we need to put parks, and see if, you know, people are willing to. I'm not going to ask for donated land, but if we can get, you know, stuff partially paid for, partially donated, that'd be great. We need to get the word out and try to see what we can come up with.
And so part of getting the word out would be like at the football game? Maybe?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of a, I don't know, I honestly don't know if that's the specific game or if they had another game that was chosen for this month, but now that the survey is live, I mean, if you guys talk to people, just say go to www.envisioncuna.com and it's...
And will it have space in there to add that, or is that questionnaire?
You can click on a map, an area on the map, and just write it in your comment. You can just say, I think a park needs to go right here. Be an insert in this or next month's utility billing cycle. Meaning the city, is, you know, we blasted local community event calendars. We put it in Kenova News. There's a couple of radio spots. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a pretty big media communications launch. So.
Oh, perfect.
Is there a question, Trevor, that deals with parks?
There is, when you comment on the site, you can kind of indicate which category, one of three categories that your comment pertains to. Typically, parks would be under the quality of life issue, I would imagine, but, I mean, you can leave a comment about anything, really.
I'm just wondering if they would know that, the public comment, if they would know that there's a request for park information, or if we may want to tailor a question specifically to where would you like to see a larger park located in Kenova for sport fields.
I don't know if the consultant would be able to revamp the website and the survey thing at this point, because it's already out, but commenting about parks is certainly an option. I don't know if it says on the website, here an example might be, I think a park needs to be here. I that would be a good way to say you can comment on parks. But as far as getting the word out, we can certainly provide that. It's an option. I mean, we're taking any input that people give us. So
I'll be willing to go to some of the board meetings for some of the sports in the area.
Okay.
And take my laptop or something and take a survey.
Or we can come up with a survey and put it on the website. I think that's what I'll start with.
Okay.
I'll do that. Then we'll ask them, you know, what type of park and where do you want to see it, type of thing, and see if we can get some feedback.
Some general.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
So.
Okay.
That usually seems to work.
And then you'll send us an email.
A link to it?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
That way we can educate people, and then I can start, you know, going to the meetings and, you know, telling certain
people. Yeah, hey, go fill out the survey on the city's website. Yeah.
Oh, wait, will you do it?
What?
Oh, wait, will you do it?
I'm not convinced we're going to get the results we want in a survey when we ask people, you know, specifically homeowners, where they want the park. Homeowners are going to say, I want the park here next to my backyard. And where all the development is going right now, as we've talked about, is to the north. There's not people living there yet.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, I think that may be a decision for you and us versus trying to get input because, frankly, I don't think we'll get the input that really we want for that.
Yes.
Should we have, you know, suggestions or?
Well, I think we get the same
general
thing.
General area, same
no,
thing.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing. I think we just need to make that decision. And I think a lot of it's going to depend on the price of the land,
yeah.
too.
Yep. Yeah, because we can't pay more than fair market value.
Right.
And some of the land out there is a little bit above that. And I say a little bit, I mean a lot.
What is fair market value for land right now, in your opinion? Or?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
I want to say in between 20 and 25 is what I heard last. So.
Yeah.
Are the new subdivisions coming in, are they required to build some sort of park in them?
No. They are required to have green space, but there is no requirement for parks. That's the reason we're doing the park impact
right.
fee.
I can tell you in more than two or three larger subdivisions that have come in the last year that introducing the park impact fee committee has, I don't want to say encouraged, but maybe relieved, I don't know, but mm-hmm. those subdivisions have come in with no pocket parks, minimal open space.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, I wouldn't say that it's a trade-off per se, but I think that some of these developers are saying, well, since now I don't have to include a park or provisions for specific amounts of open space, we'll just pay the park impact fee committee and
yeah.
people can, you know. But there have been some comments from commissioners saying, you know, I know that you're paying the park impact fee committees and that you have that for parks, but just some areas where kids can throw a football
yeah.
or play hide and seek, that kind of stuff is really important as mm-hmm. well. And that was not really a park. Maybe it's an HOA common area or
yeah.
something like that, but definitely some place where kids can
yeah.
get out of their parents' hair in the yard.
A little while.
Yeah. Anything else? I'll stand for a motion.
Do we want to set a date for the next meeting?
Is that us, or is that just...
Well, most of you guys are here.
Upon
so.
Suggestion? Okay.
I was looking at the 21st, the 28th. This Thursday worked for everybody.
And we're talking September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursdays are good for me.
If you are going to go to that game,
if
maybe
that's
not a good idea. Because I think that that's a homecoming game. I think
okay.
probably half the town will be at that game.
Probably.
I mean, not that we need a lot of public here at this meeting, but just in case somebody else that's here
might
go to that.
Good.
Right.
Okay. Do we want to shoot for somewhere in October, like October 19th?
I'm okay with the September 28th. Or
yeah, we can go 28th.
Yeah, anywhere in October is fine. Except for the 12th, because I'll be at an APA conference. So
I think we need to do the 12th.
The 19th would work well for me. I'm in Toronto on the 12th.
Okay.
I'm okay with the 19th.
I'm good for the 19th.
Okay, October 19th.
Okay, October 19th.
That'll give me some time to get everything.
October or September?
October.
Okay.
You know, there's that elk hunting thing in September.
6 p.m.?
Yep, 6 p.m.
All right.
Bless you.
Okay.
All right.
Any other comments, questions,
rumblings? I would just like to follow up and say I think we ought to focus on the sports complex and
okay.
put all our energy into
yeah.
a larger offering for the community.
I think it'll bring more money in to Kima. All right, I'm...
Perhaps, Bobby, by the next one, we'll coordinate to see what size that minimum will require.
Yep.
How much the land might be.
Yep. We'll have some numbers and stuff for you guys and whatnot. So I'm glad to wait until October. That gives me more time.
There you go. No excuses now, Bobby.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Don't rush me. This isn't a rushing matter.
$400,000 isn't going very far, is it, when it has to buy a land?
It's a start.
Yeah.
It's a few acres.
Well, I motion to conclude the meeting.
My second.
Motion carries. All aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
I'm colorblind. Which one is that?
Nice to see you. How's it doing? Is it playing golf?